what the major benefit that we want from this is to help us to expand our relationship with Hashem. And the some Mefarshim, like Rashi, definitely has a consistent approach. In fact, that's what he says in the Hakdomah. They took those things and explain everything in a sequence of events, and it's the development of this relationship concept. In other words, it's a relationship, and we're craving to renew that relationship, despite the fact that we don't see Hashem in such a direct, active role. It's more behest upon him. He's more mashgiach min achaloinois, meitzitz min achalakim. And despite the fact that we could say, poshatati eskotonti, I'm not going to let you in, and so forth. But lemaisa, it's that love is still acutely palpitating kaviyochol by him and by us. You know, that's the benefit that we want from this.
You know, so, they say that since like Megillas Esther, like everything has been Hester upon him. I think.
Yeah.
I'm saying, why would it be for like 2,000 years? I'm saying, what is the reason that's like 2,000 years ago? No, that Hashem would be hiding and not show anything. Like,
you know, there's two things. One famous reason that's given, which is a very interesting reason, is because imagine if we would have Nevi'im and we would have public miracles and direct communication from Hashem and still act the way we do, oy vavoy, would we be in trouble. Right? In other words, in a sense, the Hester Ponim is part of the Chesed Hashem. Because
to justify our sins.
Why was the Egel such a terrible thing? Whatever it wasn't really Avodah the Zorah, but for them, why? You just saw Nisim Gluyim Mitzrayim. You just saw what happened at the Yam Suf. You heard Hashem speak to you directly at Har Sinai. And 40 days later, what's going on over here? Right? So in other words, that's a terrible thing. So in a sense, it's part of the Chesed Hashem that until we're ready to correct all of those shortcomings and mistakes that we made that brought about this Golus, that Hashem keeps that Hester upon him so as not to be Machayev us even more. We're not ready. You know, he has that balance. We don't know that balance. He has the balance. There are certain times where if I reveal myself to you, then it's going to help. And there are certain times that even if I reveal myself, we know from our history one thing, that even the most Gilui Shechina that exists, that Hashem can, the Klal Yisrael still has the ability to ignore it and to look the other way. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yodato hayoyim ha-shivoy yisrael v'ovecho ki Hashem hu elikim. Hashivoyis is a loshon, the Targum says, Susuv lelibach, return to your heart. You're talking to the Dor Dea, you're talking to the Dor Hamidbo, you're talking to the Dor that ate mon for breakfast that morning, you're talking to the Dor that stood by Har Sinai, you're talking to the Dor that lived in Anani Yaakovid and Amud Eish and Nisim Gluyim for 40 years. Simlos choloi bolso meolcho lecho v'raglo choloi botzeko zara boim shono. And you tell them, Hashivoyis salam avecho, return it to your heart. Where to get lost? What are you talking about? It's a constant battle because the Yetzer Hara works hard. Somebody once told me there's a rabbi in Brooklyn that he keeps his Rosh Yeshiva's picture on the desk, and when he wants to do something that the Rosh Yeshiva wouldn't approve of, puts the picture face down. That's what we do. He said, "I take this home." I do it like this.
Is that all it takes?
What?
That's
what we do to Hashem. So he says, "Vashivu yisalem avecho." Return it again and again and again and again. So if Hashem would reveal Himself to us in the Golus, and we're not ready to do tshuva, we're not ready to correct, we're not ready to stop speaking lashon hara, it would be even worse. It would be worse. So therefore, that's maybe one of the explanations. Anyway, so let's go. So Bekitsa, we're trying to find, and the truth of the matter is, I did look a little bit in the Sipur. I didn't find, you know, things that fit into this. I'm still looking. I
gotta, that fit into what? Into this?
I want to fit into this idea. In other words, what I wanted to avoid was to study Shir Hashirim as independent concepts with just pshat in the posuk. See, Rashi's thing is so beautiful because it's a theme that goes through everything, and it. I have no suffix that by studying Shir Hashirim and the repetition of the theme, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, And sometimes you say it the other way. Doidi li vani loy. And repeat it again. It's repeated three or four times. And the repetition of everything has an impact. Hey, you know something? He really does love me. Hey, you know something? I realize maybe deep down I really love him too. You know, and that's really what the goal is.
Does the partner doesn't do that?
Not really. Not like this. I'm trying to find pieces that move in that direction. For example, somebody gave me another sefer. It's very interesting. The notes of Reb Chaim Volozhiner on Shir HaShirim, recorded by Reb Zundel Misalant. You hear?
Wow.
Rubbish, heavy stuff. So a lot of it is mystical. You know, a lot of it I couldn't. But for example, I saw one thing which had value to me in the context of what we talk about. He says there's a pasuk that we learned Shchira ani v'novo b'nois Yerushalayim. So Chazal have many drushes on that. So one of the drushes is Shchira ani be'enai v'novo ani be'enai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. I'm ugly or black in my own eyes, and I'm beautiful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right? That's what Chazal say. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said like this. Shchirani ba'einai means that I recognize my shortcomings. It says, when a person recognizes his shortcomings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him as so beautiful. Nova ani ba'einai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the ultimate Shuva, that's the ultimate coming back and coming close to Hashem. Because it's very simple. What's the pshat? Because shortcomings are like a mechitzas habarzel. When a person does something which is against what Hashem wants, then he's ruptured the relationship. Same thing in a human relationship, right? If you have a friend, if you have a spouse, and you behave in a way that's very offensive to that person, to that individual, it breaks the relationship. Breaks the relationship. That's what Sholem Bayis is. Sholem Bayis is not just that they're shooting each other and they're killing each other and they're with knives and hakmesers. Sholem Bayis is the slightest lack of appreciation, of sensitivity. Some inappropriate thing creates a breach. So he says, Shchirani. When a person admits, you know what they say, the two most important words in any language? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I admit my mistake. That rejuvenates the relationship. Now you're coming back. That there was a pirud, and now there's a return.
How does that remove the mechitza sabarazel?
Well, because that what makes the mechitza sabarazel? The fact that I'm breaching this relationship. I'm breaching this relationship. I have a relationship with you, and I'm doing the very things that you so abhor that I should do in this relationship. The truth is, that's the pshat in one pshat in Rashi, I think it's the first pshat in Rashi, on the Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph, where it says, Hillel, the goy came to Hillel and said, to teach him kol ha-terukul al regal achas, and he said to him, bad aloch sani l'chavruch lo'isavim. You know, that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Said kol ha-terukul l'idach birusha, now zil gemara. So Rashi, the first pshat, says, something Reyachov Reya Avicha Al Tazov. He brings a posuk Reyachov Reya Avicha Al Tazov. He says that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chavercho in the Lashon of Hillel refers to Hashem. He says that which to your friend in your relationship with Hashem, your friend, is hateful, don't do to him. You wouldn't want a friend to violate your relationship with the friend, so don't violate your relationship with him. And that's the essence of the whole Torah. The essence of the Torah is my relationship with Hashem, and the going against that by doing an avera, by doing something that Hashem doesn't want me to do, is a breach in that relationship. In any human relationship, it's the same thing. If you don't treat me properly, it ruptures the relationship. When you say shchirani, I guess then according to this pshat that the Chaim Volozhiner is saying means, I'm sorry, I admit my fault. And I hear that, by the way, in Sholem Bayis things. I hear that more than anything else. I say, he refuses to admit his mistake. She refuses to admit that she's ever wrong. She's always right. It must be right. Just admit, I made a mistake. Okay, people make mistakes. So it's that that creates already beauty. Now all of a sudden, because I admitted that. But there's one you hear? There's one dimension which I think is also very, very important. In a human relationship that on a certain level, not on the ultimate level, but on the most normal human levels, is the pshat is that I don't want you to do things that are going to hurt me because I don't want to be hurt. Right? And you don't want me to do things to you because you don't want to be hurt. Relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is different. He doesn't want us to hurt him. Don't breach the friendship. Don't breach the relationship. You know why? Because I don't want you to treat me that way. You know why? Because I want to be able to do good for you. And in a truly deep, loving relationship, we could also see that. In other words, like, you make me love you less, and that kills me, because I want to love you more. You hurt my ability to love you, because I really want to love you more. But that's what the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. That's what the ultimate, you know, beautiful relationship Bein Olam Chaveiro should be too. That I just want to love you, and I don't want you to do anything which is going to interfere with my ability to love you. But in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really what it's all about. And that's a tremendous thing that all he wants is to give us. Olam Chesed Yibone, that Pasuk says, it's all Hashem, the whole world is about Hashem's doing chesed. And as long as we're talking about that, and the hour is late anyway, and I don't have the sipurim in front of me, so we'll, but I will try for next time to
do what you need.
No, I wasn't really serious. No, the president speaks. I mean, certain presidents we listen to, others we don't.
Elections are coming up. I need to pander to the.
Let's hope we get rid of that. Anyway, nothing. It's like this. So, I think this also, I said it on my own, but I think they said, Rabbi Belozhin said it also. We say, Asei Ritzoyne Kirtzoynecho, Kedin Shiyase Ritzoyne for Kirtzoynecho. That seems very cheap. Do his will as if it was yours. Wow, that's high and lofty, right? His will, I should do the Rotzen Hashem as if that was my personal desire. Just to Avram Avinu, it says Verotzo Lishchit. Hashem said Shecht Yitzchok. So we say the Nusach is Kmeshu Kavash Avonu Vidas Rachamov. Verotzo Lishchit. He wanted a Shecht. Not he wanted to do the Mitzvah Hashem and Meili had a Shecht. He wanted a Shecht because Hashem Shecht Shecht. Asei Ritzoynoi Kirtzoynecha. Why? So when you want a new car, he should give it to you, as if it was his will. Huh? Reach this high, lofty level to be able to get more of the things that you want. It doesn't make any sense. So I think the pshat is, you know why? Because that's the ultimate. You know what he wants more than anything else? To give you a new car. Do you need a new car?
Sure.
Okay, so he wants more than anything else to do no car. So he tells you like this, Asei Ritzoynoi Kirtzoynecho, you do my Rotzen as if it was yours, then I'll be able to do your Rotzen as if it's mine and grant you everything that you want. Because the ultimate Olam Chesed Yibone does not only refer to the Nitzchias and Olam Haba. Hashem wants Chesed, the whole world, everything. It should only be Chesed. That's all I want to do in this world is Chesed. That's like all he does. And even when he doesn't do chesed, when he punishes, it's also part of chesed, but that's besides the point. So I have nothing, no greater desire than to give you that new car. And therefore I tell you, you know the formula to get it? And you're doing me a favor when you do that. I want to give you that car, but I created a world with mishpat. A voracious world that came. If I didn't create mishpat, then nobody would earn anything, and then you wouldn't really be getting any chesed. It wouldn't, it's nothing. If you didn't earn it, it's not yours, it's nothing. So Mamela, just 1 second. So Mamela, I say, Asei Ritzoyne Kirtzoynecho, do his rotzen as if it was yours, and in that merit, mito keneged mito, he'll be able to assure that he gives you that which you want. That's one thing. You go ahead.
Does anybody say talking about, you know, situations
that,
let's say, I want
the Kashmir for the wrong reasons? I don't know. Who wants things for the wrong reasons? I want to have Hano. That's the reason Hashem wants it. He wants me to have Hano. I don't know.
If I'm doing my, making my rutzel like yours,
So that means I'm wanting things for the right reasons. So once I'm wanting something for the wrong reason, so then that's not making my Ratzon like your Ratzon. So therefore, I always understood that Chazal is saying, I always understood that Chazal is saying that, it was that sometimes I don't deserve for other chatoy that I have, I don't deserve something, but by asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if I myself try to do a Hakadosh Baruch Hu's rust, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu is good, make my rust like his rust, even in situations where I perhaps I don't deserve.
Or also make it good. He can do that too. He can make the thing good. The thing that's no good, he can make good. You're doing it for the wrong reason. It's not good. He'll make it good. I don't know. Just me. One thing. Along these lines. I think it occurred to me Shabbos for the first time, and I think it's a very powerful idea. We say the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, "You l'rotzei imrei fi, v'hegyo libi lefonecho, Hashem tsuri v'goyali." It should be l'rotzei. L'rotzei. What does the word rotzei mean? What?
I mean,
it means really desire, passion. "You l'rotzei imrei fi." That means the words of my mouth should be to the rotzon of Hashem. I want those words. I want to give you. I want to listen. I want to help you. The hegyo libi, and not only my words, but even the thoughts of my heart, which means that Hashem not only answers the tefillah that we say, but the hegyo libi, the thoughts, like, how much can you daven? After a while, you forget to mention this, and forget to mention that, but I want it. He reads that too. And in what source? Hashem tsuri v'goyali. Goyal means you, because that's what you're doing, you're a demon. What's a tsur? So the Goyin says that tsur, every time when it says tsur, it refers to the pasuk in Hazinu, tsur chosoyu boy. The tsur that I took refuge in. And Rashi says over there, the Goyin explains over there, he says, a tsur, a rock, if it's bad conditions out, you go under the rock, you're protected. You don't have to deserve the protection. You don't have to be invited for the protection. There's no entrance fee for the protection. You go under the rock and you're protected. He says, when a person takes refuge in Hashem, then what happens is Hashem looks at his tefillahs, listens to his tefillahs, and looks at the hegyo libi with rotzon. Why do I say you the rotzon imrei fi? Because you're tsuri the goyali. If we realize that Hashem is the source of everything, and they put that trust and take refuge in him. I got problems, I got this, I got that. I'm going under the rock, and that's all. I'm not going to worry about anything. He'll take care of me. Then what happens is Hashem looks at those desires that you have with rotzon. If we can get Hashem to look with rotzon, you know what that is? That's mamish like that's asay ritzoyne kirtzonech, kishasay ritzoyne kirtzoyne. This is what he wants. We say it in the Shemoneh Esrei time and again. Ritzei Hashem leikedu b'amuchu yisro silosin. Silosin b'avak kitzakabe b'rotzoin usi l'rotzoin tomi n'avay desisro. We can generate that rotzoin. Not just the acquiescence or the granting or the willingness, but the rotzoin to accept that which we say and that which we even desire and think without saying, by recognizing that Hashem tsuri, by taking refuge. Okay.
Who's the rotzon going on? Us?